Go bananas at the Port of Hueneme Banana Festival on Saturday, September 30th. Have a bunch of fun getting a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings of the port during free water and land tours. Kids can enjoy bounce houses, bungees, games, and free banana crafts. Rock out to tunes from local bands that will get you grooving on the dance floor. The Banana Festival food court is appealing, with delicious treats like banana sundaes, frozen chocolate-covered bananas, banana fritters, and other great treats. Enjoy a variety of delicious foods, including empanadas, gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, and sushi burritos from local Ventura County restaurants. Each food vendor will offer at least one unique culinary banana dish. This event is Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Port of Hueneme and free to the public. For more information, visit bananaportfest.com. That's bananaportfest.com. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services, a kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. I hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. You've tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We are here every Saturday from 6 to 8. And again, we're so grateful and blessed that you are here with us. We have lots of callers and lots of listeners that have been here for a long time. And I love when we get to reach out to all of them. And so I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy New Year. We just had the Jewish Happy New Year, and I just want to hope that everybody had a great New Year. And for those that maybe aren't Jewish, that is just another start of life, taking anything that maybe hasn't been going your way and to, be able to have a clean slate. That's what I always say. I love clean slates. Every single day that you start your day is a clean way to start your day. So with that, I always, I want to welcome John Blystone with us. How are you?
Wonderful. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. Thank you again for being here. I love your strength and I love your positive output always, right?
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. And Tom, how are you doing?
Everything's great. Wonderful weekend.
Got a little haircut there. You looking?
I'm looking trim, right?
Looking good.
I'm trying to look fitter.
There you go. I like it. I always say, you look good, you feel good, you do good, right? There you go. All right. Well, I always love to start my show with something uplifting. Sometimes when things are falling apart, they may actually be falling into place. And sometimes it feels uncomfortable, but gosh, just keep going one foot in front of the other and all of a sudden it will all fall back into place. Is that right?
I like that.
Yeah.
Actually, you have to be broken to be put back together sometimes.
Ooh, I call it Humpty Dumpty.
That's it.
I call it the Humpty Dumpty syndrome, you know, it's like you put yourself back together, and if you don't maintain, you have to do it more often. So anyways, with that, I'm really excited. I want to give out our phone number here. That phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We want to hear from all of our listeners out there. We want to know your thoughts, know what you're thinking. Talk to us about any of our guests that are coming on. We've got, we handpick these guests, and there's a reason why. I want to make sure they resonate with all of my listeners out there, and that they obviously resonate with me, and I bring the people on that can lift your life up and help you through your day. So today, I want to introduce, we've got Dr. Peter Borton on. He's got this beautiful book. We were all just talking about that. And it's Rituals for Transformation. And it's 108-day journey to your sacred life. And it's kind of a workbook. I love it. I can't wait to try this. And so we're going to be talking a little bit with him about that. Next, we've got Haley and Matasukwa, and Colin Boys. And we're going to be talking about Ventura Water. And wow, they do such a great job. And they are so conscientious. And so I'm so excited to really be, sharing all their thoughts and all of their activities that they have for our community. So with that, I would just want to mention a couple things. We'd love to get you our newsletter that goes out every single week with some of the guests that we have and all the events that we have going on, how you can be a part of them. And we'd love to get that in your hands. So when you call up, just give us your email and you'll be added to that with your permission. And then also we have our podcasts. Download our podcast onto your phone and you can hear any of our back shows. So if there is something or a book or an author that you were looking for, you'll be able to find it right there. So all you have to do is go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And also follow us. If you're on social, follow us all over the place with, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places. And also check out our website, KimPaganoShow.com. So with that, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
What we have is Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. It's happening October 7th. The American Cancer Society, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, walks and unites communities to support each other, honor those affected by the disease. Again, this is happening on October 7th. We also have the Ventura Chamber of Commerce presenting Taste. Taste features more than 40 of Ventura's finest restaurants, caterers, breweries, wineries, distilleries, and confectioners too, along with eateries. This is happening Thursday, October 19th. Kim will get you in at the Museum of Ventura County. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Street Fair is happening on Sunday, October 15th. What a party this is. They closed down Moore Park Road in Thousand Oaks all the way up to the 101. It's really fun. 9 to 4 o'clock. It's the largest event of its type in Ventura County, and they have it in TO. And finally, bananas.
Let's go bananas,
and let's do it with the Port Hueneme Banana Festival while listening to live bands and fun. That is all going on September 30th. We got a week. September 30th is the Banana Fest.
I know. This year is flying. Flying. Every week just gets faster.
My son's birthday is October 1st, and he's going to be 34, I think.
Okay, and my son's birthday is October 13th.
Look at that.
And he's going to be 23, I tell you.
Mine's December 13th. Oh, 25, 26.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Mine's December 27th. Okay, so anyways, all right. Well, I really am excited everybody's here, and again, thank you so much. I hope that you can stay with us all the way through to the 8 o'clock. We've got a whole nother show for you. But for right now, let's bring on Dr. Peter Borton. Dr. Peter Borton, are you there?
I am. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. I'm really excited to learn a little bit more about you and so glad that you are joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about who you are, and how many books do you have?
This is technically the third. There are two forms of one of our books, but let's call this number three.
Okay, cool. And what was the other first two books?
The first book was called The Rituals for Living Dream Book.
Okay.
And it has done fabulously well. My wife and I started a Kickstarter campaign to launch it a few years ago. And we wanted to share with people the system that we've just kind of developed organically for making goals and bringing them into being and teaching people how to have a balanced life. We both have Eastern medical practices, but after a number of years of seeing patients for the usual kind of mind and body stuff, more and more often we found people were asking things like, I just don't know how to have a balanced and happy life. And it seems like you have that. And so we started looking at how we could teach that to people. So that the Dream Book is kind of like a planner and goal setting method that reminds people to sort of incorporate the sweet stuff throughout their everyday and throughout their lives.
You know, that's an interesting thought that you just brought up. And John, you can help me on this too, is, you know, I think that we are so caught in the wheel that we can't, you know, stop and smell the roses. Does that make sense to you?
Life just goes right by if you're not, what do they say? You don't pay attention and it's gone.
Yeah.
You do. I mean, you have to take time to just slow down and appreciate what's around you and what other people have to offer, I think, too.
Yeah. Peter, what's your thought on that?
I think, you know, I see so many people kind of running through life because they're trying to secure some kind of better future for themselves, or they're running away from something from the past, or they're running because of some imagined outcome that they don't want to happen. And the very sort of quality of life that they think they're going to preserve by running and running and running ends up sort of, you know, slipping through their fingers because they're never in the present. And that's really the only, you know, time to experience whatever's happening right now.
Wow. That pretty much says it. How did you, and you said, and your wife, how did you, I guess, become in the present? How did you develop that skill?
Well, you know, it's something that we always are working on, and it's never like we get to a
right.
place where it's like, and we're going to stay here forever.
Right.
But
because that's the only thing we're guaranteed, right, yeah. is life to change.
Yeah. Well, I think we both have our backgrounds of our training for both of us is in Eastern medicine. She's in the Indian system of Ayurveda, and my training's in traditional Chinese medicine, both of which are systems that that prioritize and emphasize the health of the spirit and the, you know, interdependence of physical health and spiritual and mental health. So it's always something that's been on our radar. But I think as we became more and more, ambitious about the kind of change and the work we wanted to do in the world, and we added more and more stuff to our plates, we started to recognize, I think, that the only way to stay sane was to figure out some kind of way to stay in balance. And luckily, we had the training in things like nutrition. But when we had kids and we had houses and all that, we had to just kind of figure it out. And, you know, we by trial and error, I think we realized that if we didn't start prioritizing self-care and downtime and, you know, really tuning in to what the sweetness is of this moment, then we're going to be a casualty of a busy life like we were just talking about.
Wow. Okay, so yeah. let me just stop you there or you know, question self-care. And you said houses. Do you not have houses anymore?
We do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just thought, oh, wow, wait, did you give up that? You know, it is, you know, it's interesting talking about it. It so goes in line with sometimes when things are falling apart, they may actually be falling into place. I don't really know that, but it's like last week, let's see, my dryer broke. I could just keep counting. Today, my brakes went out on my car. My husband can't, and he's a super, super handy guy. He can't fix it fast enough. And so he has this new model. Right when we say something, he's going to go get it done, where it used to pile up. And I always said, like, what about maintenance? We should just, well, poor guy, he can't even keep it, you know. And so I keep going, all right, I just got to get under this, you know, away from this cloud or what's going on in my life right now. How does that, does anybody else feel that way?
It seems to snowball, and then you either get caught in the snowball or you jump out of the way and just let it go by.
Yeah. I mean, and Peter, and do you mind if I call you Peter?
Of course not. Okay. Call me Peter.
What do you think? I mean, this is kind of what you talk about and talk to.
Yeah, we have periods where we get overwhelmed. We're just kind of hopefully coming out of one right now. We just moved, and it seemed like everything needed maintenance at once. We had a rental house in Portland that we discovered that the tenant gave us about like 3 days notice. He moved out, and then we had someone go in and take a look, and they said, oh, he's got a pot growing operation going on in there, and the house is trash.
Yeah.
So we just went
through that too. My mom passed away, and it's like, you know, all of a sudden their tenants gave notice, and I go in there, I'm like, oh my God, how could people live like this? You know? So I feel like you finally get cleaned up, and then, you know, and yet if you're somewhat a balanced person, you can kind of pull yourself up. But if you're off balance in any way whatsoever, that could take you over, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could. And ideally, I think, you know, you establish these kinds of habits where you learn to trust yourself and you learn to trust, you know, maybe something bigger than yourself too, so that you have something in place that you can rely on when things get harder. So in our case, we felt like, okay, maybe it's just that, you know, we were managing with life being pretty easy, and now we're presenting ourselves with the challenge of, can you continue to hold it together while everything gets totally turned upside down?
If you can keep your head while those about you are losing theirs.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I mean, those are the times that, you know, the real quality of our character is evident, you know, during the stressful times.
Right.
And so, you know, remembering to trust and to slow down and having a practice of gratitude, I think, can make a huge difference. It's like it totally turns the tables on the situation.
Yes.
That's everything.
Yeah.
I swear that is the foundation of everything good is gratitude.
Yeah. I mean, if you feel like you're the victim of circumstances that are running you over and you say, hold on a second, I'm going to express a thank you and a yes for elements of what's happening in my life right now, instead of resisting and avoiding and fearing and stressing out, then in that moment, you're no longer being dominated by stressful feelings or by your circumstances. And it might just make a difference for a moment, but if you have that as a practice over time, it can really change the quality of your life.
That's great. That's very good. I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us right now, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Dr. Peter Borton, and we're talking about one of his books, Rituals for Transformation, 108-Day Journey to Your Sacred Life. My question to you, we were going to kind of roll into that, was self-care. And I just want to, you know, are we going to find all of that in your book?
So that's not so much in this book, Rituals for Transformation, but it's in our second book, which is called The Well Life.
Okay.
And
ooh,
it's
I like
one
that.
Where we try to really kind of teach everything, but to teach people how to
live a good life.
Yeah. I mean, we saw that good health in our patients wasn't necessarily guaranteed just because their mind and body were functioning well, that if it didn't include the rest of their lives, if they didn't have healthy relationships and they didn't have healthy finances and they didn't have healthy community, then they could feel awful even though their mind and body were great. So in that book, we really tried to work from an expanded definition of health that included all these facets of a person's life and talk to people about how to establish that. So in the beginning of the book, we talk about 8 fundamental self-care practices that are just a basic foundation before you can take on giant, ambitious goals that we think these kinds of things should be in place. And there are things like good nutrition and restful, high-quality sleep and good posture and breathing and play and connection with others and so on.
I love that. I love that. Peter, can you stay with us? I know we need to take a really quick break, but I could talk to you forever. I feel like, oh, my God. You know what? I would love you to send me your other books because this is so what we love to share right here.
Oh, yeah. We're happy to.
Okay. That'd be great. We're going to take a really quick break. And, of course, when we come back, we'll find out a little bit more about the rituals for transformation because it's all about really putting them in place. And I love this book. And so I would love to share this with all my listeners. Right now, I would love to share, what do we have on our giveaway right here? We have some tickets to Rubicon. And I just went and saw the Incognito. And in fact, they're going to be with us today. We forgot to do all of our giveaways. You were talking about our mentions. But anyways, I've got tickets for that. And you have to like really pay attention, but they're going to be in studio and we're going to find out a little bit about them. But I would love to give a pair of tickets out and that's running all the way to October 1st. So call us right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
1, 2, 3. Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last just.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308. Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, you know, we've got some Harvest Festival. Can you believe it's already coming that way? And gosh, I tell you, October 6th through the 8th over at the Ventura Fairgrounds. We've got Harvest Festival tickets, so give us a call right now. I'd love to share those with you at 805-419-0008. It's like a perfect place to get ready to for all those homemade creations. If you want to be like a one of a kind or, you know, something really special, I love buying special things and especially by passionate people that make them. So anyways, that's going to be another great place to go and check out. So right now we're talking with Dr. Peter Borton, and we're talking about really rituals for transformation. And, you know, one of them is really just kind of the self-care of ourselves. But what are all the rituals that you talk about in this book?
Well, there are 108 of them. And the way we arrived at this is, you know, we had written a book about goal setting and integrating self-care within your daily routine. And then we had written a book about sort of building a well life where your community and your finances and everything else were healthy. Mm-hmm. But the more we talk to people, and in our own clinical practices too, we noticed that regardless of the particular circumstances of a person's life or how successful they were in their job or whatever, that a healthy perspective really made a bigger difference than anything else. A person who had a healthy outlook and a sense of connection could be happier than someone who didn't have that, even if they were like a multimillionaire. And this seems to be supported by studies on happiness that have been done on people in countries around the world, where they found that most of the happiest people in the world are in countries that are impoverished or are experiencing political upheaval, where you would think those things would, you know, be
a definite factor. Yeah.
But the people would say things like, well, I see my friends and family every day. I work in my garden and I get my feet in the ocean every day. And that to me equates to a happy, healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
So we wrote this book to get more to what we felt was the root of it, people's perspective of themselves and the world. And we had previously kind of tiptoed around the subject of spirituality,
mm-hmm.
and hesitated to use the word God because that's a button for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And in this book, we really said, you know, you can call it whatever you want, but people who have this as a strong element in their life tend to feel more trust and guidance and happiness. And so we're not going to, you know, you don't need to join any particular religion, and we're not going to, you know, force you to believe a certain way about it. But we think that connecting to the spiritual realm is an important part of having a healthy, happy, balanced life. So mm-hmm. we talk about that too. And the rituals begin with kind of reframing your relationship with your body and then your mind
mm-hmm.
and then your world.
Oh boy. Yeah,
wow.
I think we're spoiled. That's when you mentioned that the impoverished countries, I think here we're spoiled and you take everything for granted. Most people see the simplest thing as something amazing. And, you know, you do. You get up in the morning, oh, I have a bed. It's not, I mean, you don't even think about these things. These people get a pair of shoes and it's a world changer for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true. So let me ask you, I know in here it says why 108 days. Why was that?
Well, 108 is just a really special number. Both of us had some experience with Eastern religions like Buddhism and Hinduism, where you'll often see people wearing a necklace of beads called a mala, and almost always that has 108 beads. And there are a number of reasons why it's 108 in that system. In that system of astrology, they're considered to be eight sort of segments of the cosmos, 27 segments of the cosmos, and that multiplied by the four directions give you 108. But also, 108 is the if you take the the diameter of the Earth and the diameter of the sun. One is the sun is 108 times the diameter of the Earth, basically. The average distance of the sun to the Earth is about 108 sun widths, and the average distance from the moon to the Earth is 108 moon widths. And interestingly, at least traditionally, there are 108 stitches on a baseball. But there, it's just a number that comes up in a number of different contexts.
Wow.
But so, the main thing is we just thought it was about the right amount of time, about a season, a little bit more than one season.
Very interesting. So let me ask you, you have all these lessons in here, okay? I just want to share a couple of your intention for the day, your morning, your evening, which I love that. I am not my body. And then you have the morning and then evening. My body is a vehicle for spirit to experience life. I notice the ways in which I withhold approval from my body. Let me move over. I love my body. I forgive myself for my sadness. I become aware of how energy comes to me and leaves me. How did you come up with all of these? Are these things that you both have felt? And
yeah, they're the product of a lot of study and a lot of clinical work with people and a lot of meditation. So, you know, these are the things that we see as like the deepest hurdles within people to experiencing peace and happiness. So you mentioned one that was, I love my body. The beginning of the book is just getting to a place of peace about your body. And for so many of us,
that's a whose big body, yeah.
Yeah. Either your body doesn't look the way you want it to look. It doesn't function the way you want it to function. It doesn't feel the way you want it to feel. In any of those cases, it's pretty likely that at least on a subconscious level, you're going to have some resistance to your body, if not outright hate for your body.
Right. And yet, you know, that's the transportation that will take us through our life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how are you supposed to be grateful and, you know, show it love? So I love that. Let me ask you a question. What kind of doctor are you?
I'm a doctor of acupuncture and oriental medicine.
Beautiful. Okay. That's great. Right. Where are you located?
I'm in Boulder, Colorado.
Okay, very
lucky
nice.
Man.
Yes,
that's a beautiful area there.
There you go.
Thanks.
I
it
like
is beautiful.
It. And where do we find your book for my listeners?
Well, you can find it on Amazon and also ritualsfortransformation.com is our site where you can get it directly from us, which is our preference, and I think we include some little perks with buying it from us. And we have an online community on Facebook of people who are going through this 108-day process and giving each other support and asking questions. And we get on there as often as we can and answer the questions. And it's amazing. I mean, the kinds of things people are saying they're experiencing, even just, you know, a week or two into the process, I'm so honored to be part of
it. I love it. I love what you bring to the world. And thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to have you back. And please send me your other books and even your wife's books. I enjoy, you know, I think we are what we eat. And it's so important. You know, we take care of everything else in the world. And sometimes we lack to take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so important. Thank you
for
having me.
Thank you. Please share our show with everyone and have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break. But of course, in our studio, we just have Haley and Colin just joined us from Ventura Water. We're going to find out what's going on there. And as I was introing us at before, I was saying you guys do such a good job with our community of really talking about all the things that Ventura Water offers and all the great things that you guys do for all your customers in our community. So, We're going to talk a little bit about that. And so stay with us. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give out, let's see here, some LA Zoo tickets. If you haven't been there, oh my gosh, you should really go and try it out. It's about an hour away from here, depending on how far you live. But check it out. And of course, it's the LA Zoo, or you can go to www.lazoo.org and call us right now, 419-000-8419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year.
The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services. A kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th Annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to ThousandOaksRotary.org. That's ThousandOaksRotary.org. What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that we will be here all the way till 8 o'clock, and we've got a whole nother hour of amazing guests, and of course we'll be talking with them. We hope that you will stay all the way with us there. Right now we have Ventura Water here. Haley, I just think of you as Ventura Water. And of course Colin is here, and he is the water conservation specialist. Welcome, and I'm so glad to have you join us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what's going on? And let's start it off with Colin. Walk us through a water survey. So basically, we kind of talked about in the break here that if somebody's has their bills are really high, or they're going, what, you know, wait, I don't understand this. I've been doing everything I can. You probably hear that all the time, right?
Yeah.
I've been doing everything I can to, you know, cut down, and my bills are still high, or I still see what. Talk to us. What do you do?
The first thing I always do when I get to a property is you got to check the meter. There's this amazing little device
that goes round and round and round
on
that
the meter.
Kind of, yeah.
Yes, hopefully it's not going around too fast.
Exactly.
But most of our meters in Ventura have this tiny black or red triangle, and it's our leak indicator.
Oh.
So I'll check that, and if I see that moving, for one, they're either doing dishes or laundry or something while I'm checking it, or they could potentially have a leak, and that's kind of a precursor sign to what could be going on with their,
or like a toilet running all the time, right?
Yes, a toilet is the most common indoor water leak.
Okay.
Leaky flappers.
Okay. Okay, so that's the most common. Okay, so do you have any so what type of things besides the toilet? Is it usually maybe a crack in a pipe, or you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I would say the biggest thing in California, on average, about 50% of our water use goes to outdoor irrigation. So as the seasons change, some people don't change how they're irrigating, or the gardeners don't change how they're irrigating, and a lot of water ends up going to water our plants. So that outside of the house can cause people to have much higher bills than what they think they're actually using, because they don't see it.
Right. And we talked last month, I think it was it Julie, one of our customers, right, that had totally, and I just did this. Oh, my gosh, that savings, you know, you wonder, it's like, do you want to pay a mortgage for your outside? I know we all enjoy it, but why not get different plants that could be water resistant and not have to put all this money out for nothing. I'd rather, have a steak or have some, have something really good, right? I mean, that's
totally save up, get a vacation.
There you go, vacation. All right, we could think of a lot of things instead of just wasting our water and not being able to
Water, wasting money.
There you go. So do you have any water saving tips? I know you guys always come up with those great things. And so what do you tell, your customers when you go out there and maybe there you don't see a water leak? Now they're like, okay, they're kind of probably a little upset because that would be the first thing that could help them.
Right. So what I recommend is when you do laundry, do full loads of laundry. That's the most efficient. When you are washing dishes, the dishwasher is more efficient if you do full loads in the dishwasher. As far as taking showers, shorter showers, going to be less water. That's pretty obvious. And outdoor, have a controller that you can use. We offer a program where we have our smart controller. It's a Rocio. I highly recommend it. And it interfaces on your phone, and it helps you understand what you're actually watering. So
it goes on your phone, too? I wish I could have.
Everything is on your phone.
I know, it really is. That's great. So what do you see on your phone when you're doing it?
It'll show you
which station you're.
You have different stations, whether it can do drip on one station and regular sprinklers on another. If it's on a slope, it can be programmed for that. Yeah, depending on the type of soil you have, you can factor that in. And then after it waters, it gives you a little report too of how it watered. It really empowers the homeowner to understand where their water is going.
This is great. Yeah. And Haley, how do we get those? That's what was just unbelievable. How do you get those, right?
Yeah, so with the new controller program that Ventura Water is offering, we don't only offer the unit, but we actually have a professional come out and install that unit at your home and train you. So for some of our customers, this is a totally foreign concept to control their sprinkler system from their smartphone. So you don't have to worry. We send a professional out. They'll show you how to control it off your phone and install it right then and there at your home. So to access the controller, you just have to go to removeyourturf.com. And it's a real simple. You just answer some questions and then we just get those out to our customers.
And what's the cost?
It's free.
Really? I mean, that is just unheard of. I think everybody in Ventura should be doing this. I mean, that is just a given.
Yeah, we've had a lot of really good feedback from our customers. Everybody's always wondering, what's the catch? Can it really be free?
Well, the catch is that you're going to have more knowledge about why you're wasting water or what you're actually using your water, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really, it's just a tool to help our customers save water. And so that is the catch. You get to save water and save on your bill.
Do most of the other water companies all have that now?
It depends. I know some different agencies in the area have offered them here and there. Do you have any
I would say some do offer it, but ours is a little bit more unique because we're not just giving someone the controller. We're also installing it and training them on it. So you actually know that this new controller is going to be working and in full effect, getting all the benefits.
There's no cost for any of this? The survey?
Isn't that amazing?
How could you not do this?
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's a win-win. Like, I mean, it helps, it's just a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely. And so every time we send Colin out, we try to bring all of our flyers and remind the customers that these are some resources that are available to you. And so Colin's a great resource to remind people what they can do.
So for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about Ventura Water. And, of course, that is your company out here that serves your water. We're talking about free water conservation surveys that are helping, right? I mean, Haley, what do you exactly do for the company?
So Colin and I are both part of a team of water conservation specialists at Ventura Water. So our job is to work with the public, offer some different resources. I know we've talked about a couple in the past. We have our controller program. We also offer free high-efficiency sprinkler heads.
I brought that. Okay. Yeah. I put that in my son's showers.
Yeah, we have our shower timers, and then, of course, our turf removal program, which we talked about last time we visited. And that's just a program where residents can remove their high-water use lawns and plant some low-water use or what we call climate-appropriate landscapes. So these are all resources for residents in Ventura. And on top of that, part of my role is also working out in the schools. So I did want to talk a little bit about our program in the schools now that school is back and up and running.
Okay, so let's do that. Colin, really quick, what is it that I know that you go out there and you help them figure out if there's any problems or help fix that? But how long have you been with them and you know, what's your intake?
So I've been doing this for about 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And some of the other things that I do is I run the website. I also do some of our social media, which I highly recommend checking out. You can find out more information about all the things we've talked about. And I help Haley a little bit in the schools, and we do some awesome field trips with kids. I hope she gets to talk about that. She does an amazing job in our schools, and we just offer a lot. And
you guys, I tell you, I'm so impressed with Ventura Water. Your outreach is amazing. So we're going to take a really quick break. Will you guys stay with us? Because I want to come back and talk about what you do for the schools. And school is back in session. So this will be perfect. But for anybody that's just tuning in, I hope that you stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And do you guys like California kettle corn? Have you ever had that?
Oh yeah, I've had it with you here, Kim.
Okay, there you go. Well, I've got a bag to give out to our listeners, so I'd love to share that right now. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I just want to tell you, we are going to be talking with Joseph Fukawa, and Mark Jacobson and Betsy, I got all these names, Zjako, about the play Incognito. They're going to be joining us from the Rubicon Theater. And then Tammy Helmuth is going to be talking about the Thousand Oaks Street Fair. So we've got some fun things happening in our next show. We hope that you stay all the way through with us. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. A couple things that I just want to remind you of is, of course, the Ventura Chamber of Commerce Taste, and that's coming up October 19th. I guess I should probably say these in order. That would really help me. We've got Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, and that's October 17th and 14th. 7th is in Thousand Oaks, and 14th is in Ventura. And I hope that you'll be joining me out there. And then we've got the Thousand Oaks Street Fair, and that's October 15th. I will be out there. It's 9 to 4 over on Moore Park Road. They shut the whole thing down. And then, of course, the Ventura Taste, and that's October 19th. We've got coming up right now at the end of this month is Go Bananas, and that is the Banana Festival, September 30th. Will you guys be out there for that?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah. So, and that is over at Port Hueneme. And so we've got lots of fun things. And then, of course, we've got the Harvest Festival. So we got so many. I love that we just keep, sharing all these great events. So, again, all you have to do is go on my website and look for all these great events, or my newsletter that goes out every single week. So with that, we've got Haley and Colin, and we're talking about school is back in session. So I know Ventura Water does a lot of education outreach. So talk to us a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah, so Ventura Water has recently sort of expanded its education out in the schools. Once the drought hit a couple years back, we really realized how important it is to educate the kids about water resources mm-hmm. and why they're so important in our area. So we talk a lot about local water sources, teaching kids where do you get your water and where does it come from. A lot of kids don't make the connection that when they turn on their faucet at home, how much has gone into that, you know, where that water's come from, how it's been treated so that it's safe for you to drink.
What are the ages that you're talking to?
We're talking to kindergarten through fifth grade, and then we also have some programs for the high school and middle school grades.
Wow.
So we're really trying to reach all of our students here in the city of Ventura.
Because that's really where it starts, right?
Exactly.
I mean, as parents, we can go, you're taking too long of a mm-hmm. shower, you're doing this, and they're like, oh, mom, you know, it's like, right, you just hear that, wah, 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 wah. But when they hear it from you, they're like, oh, that must be what my mom's talking about, or, you know.
Exactly.
Right?
Then it flips around. The kids are like, hey, mom, you've been in the shower too long.
Exactly, yeah.
It's true. It's really interesting. When you go into the schools, you realize you're dealing with a group of kids who did grow up in a water shortage. So they are pretty knowledgeable. They grow up very conscious about the amount of water that they use, where some of our older demographics, that wasn't the case. So a lot of times it is. It's the kids that are sort of the change makers.
Are they excited to hear about everything that they can learn?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really our goal is the same way that recycling has now been introduced as really part of the curriculum in the mm-hmm. elementary schools. We want our kids to grow up learning about their local water resources.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so cool. You have the Green School program. Is that,
yes.
Is there anything that, okay.
Yeah, so the Green School program is for our elementary schools. So that's grade-specific lesson plans for kindergarten through fifth grade. They're about 45 minutes, and so we just go visit each school individually here in Ventura, and we just, you know, ask our teachers to invite us to come, and we'll present in their classroom. So it's just a nice little break for the teachers and opportunity for kids to hear from local water experts and learn about their local water sources. And then on top of that, we also offer field trips, which is really fun experience. They're free for the schools. And so we invite our schools to come down to our wastewater treatment plant.
Nice.
It's down in the Ventura Harbor. So they get a tour with our operators. They get to see where that water is treated and get a tour of our ponds down there.
And it put the connection together, right, for them.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Now, when you talk about water surveys at houses, do you also do them at businesses?
We do, absolutely.
So, like, for instance, the kids could have it at their school and then learn, oh, look, we're wasting water here, so we need to change this.
That is. That's a fun activity that we started last year, really, and we call it, like a water survey on the campus. So we send the kids out exactly like you said, just take a survey of their toilets or their faucets. Are their drinking fountains leaking? And they are their little detectives. You send them out and they just come back and they find stuff quick.
I can imagine. And I know that you have one more gardening class coming up, right?
Yes, we do. It's the last one for this year. So
and it's a vegetable gardening, my favorite, right? And so that is October 21st at 10 o'clock over at the Green Thumb right here.
Yes, absolutely. So we invite everybody to come out. It'll be a fun time to learn about how you can grow some food at your home and also not use so much water.
I love it. I want to just like pull my whole garden out and be able to eat it, you know? So I love it. I thank you both for being here. Really quick, give out the website or the phone number for anybody that wants to, you know, be interested in all these great things.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're looking to schedule a water conservation survey at your home, or you want to learn more about our education program, all of our information is at venturawater.net.
Okay, perfect. Colin, nice meeting you. I hope you'll come back again.
Yes, thanks for having
me. Yeah, this was
He's
really
gonna come
good.
To your house.
I know. I love it. Let me tell you. Talk to my boys. All right. Well, we are at the end of our first show, and of course, we got a couple more minutes. Okay, we've got a couple more minutes. For some reason, I was thinking that we're. Do you want to add any little tip for us, John?
Well, I'm liking going into the schools with this. I think, and I know that there's a lot of programs going into schools because people realize now you have to get them when they're early. I had a friend that's doing the kindness program, and they're getting that into schools for young kids to learn. Look, you don't have to make fun of Susie or whoever it may be. You need to say something nice and learn what that does. And this is the same thing, and I do believe that you're going to have kids at home pointing out things to their parents.
I do, too. You know, as you were saying that, there was a school, and I think it was the teacher, the principal, one little boy had cancer, so he didn't have any hair, and everybody was kind of making fun of him. And so he let the little boy shave his head, and he says, now who has cancer? You know what I mean? It's like, why are we have to be different? And that's what... I think we need to learn that. And so this is just another really early habit to learn, and so that we can be more conscientious to our world. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Kids are like little sponges. And so it's exactly like you said. They're going to be our future consumers. They're going to be our future taxpayers. So it's just really important to educate them while they're young. And honestly, it's an education lesson for some of the teachers. You get into the classrooms, and some of the teachers, they're realizing for the first time, oh my gosh, I didn't really realize where our water came from. And so along with parents, when we have parents come on our field trips, they leave learning a lot.
I just can see, I can picture the little kid at home going, here's how your app works.
Right. There you go. Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, thank you again. And for our listeners out there, please check out Ventura Water. Some great tips out there. Of course, we always end our shows with a moment of happiness. If you want to feel rich, just count all the things you have that money can't buy. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us because we'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we enter.